This is KCUR. I'm Jenny Witte. The Guardian newspaper in London reported new information yesterday about a Kansas City murder. They're saying it's the second murder of a transgender woman here just this summer. Advocates say it's a brutal national trend, the 18th transgender murder identified this year. KCUR's Sylvia Maria Gross reports that many are asking why this is happening.
Chris Wade remembers 33-year-old Jasmine Collins like this.
She was a young person out there struggling to survive on her own.
Wade had known Collins for about a year as part of the Justice Project, a nonprofit that provides advocacy and services to transgender women in poverty. Kansas City police say they can't confirm that Collins was a transgender woman and have described the murder as a conflict over a haircut and a pair of shoes. A suspect has been charged. But advocates are concerned about whether police are correctly identifying transgender victims and whether these murders are being investigated as hate crimes.
But most of them have been transgender women of color. And even more specifically, they've primarily been transgender Black women.
Randall Jensen of the Kansas City Anti-Violence Project joined a conversation about transgender safety on KCUR Central Standard yesterday. The most recent homicide was that of Tamara Dominguez just last weekend. She was run over three times by an SUV in Kansas City's Old Northeast neighborhood.
When folks first started to report based off police reports who she was, they were using, you know, her name assigned at birth. They were using male pronouns, calling her he, saying, you know, a man had been killed. And so that even left folks who knew her thinking maybe two different people had been killed.
Police spokesman Ty Grant says they've investigated these crimes like any other crime and allow the investigation to determine whether it needs a hate or bias crime designation. He declined to be interviewed on tape for this story, but added that the police can only go by legal documents to determine someone's gender or interviews with the family. But for some, like Natalia, a friend of Dominguez's, family would be the last ones to understand.
They don't accept it. They're really religious, so it's kind of hard.
Natalia spoke to Central Standard using only her first name. She says it's hard to find a community in Kansas City.
But there's no respect from people. I mean, there's no respect from straight people. And for transsexuals or transgender, the Latino community is really bad. They don't get along. They're always fighting. So at some point, I'm like, why should I want to be here in Kansas City?
This year, KC is the site of a reality television show about the transgender experience. But Nyla Foster says her experience here has been bittersweet.
I say that Kansas City, it really isn't a city for transgender individuals, only because it's just so closed-minded. I feel like cities like on the coast are more open.
Years ago, Foster found acceptance in a small group of Black transgender women who mentored her.
They taught me, you know, how to walk, how to do my makeup, how to talk, you know, how to deal with situations, even violent situations. And growing up with them, we experienced a lot of violent situations, like being shot at, being chased around the city. This was in the early 2000s.
Things have changed, Foster says, but that might be part of the problem.
The visibility of transgender people has caused like a bull's eye on us, like we're a target right now.
The recent homicides have prompted local LGBT groups to examine challenges faced by transgender people of color here. They're planning memorial services and forums to help people heal, improve communication with the police and each other, and hopefully prevent future murders. Sylvia Maria Gross, KCUR News.